Hello, fictional reality. Can you please? Hey, okay, you can say that to them. Hello, I'm sorry. Please, you have to hold. Sorry. Hello, this is fictional reality. Please, sorry. I'm please hold. Hello, fictional reality. I'm sorry. Hello, fictional. Oh my God, what did you guys do?
Welcome to Working Man's Radio. Did we officially call it that? Yeah, we could call it that. Yeah,
yeah, we've been calling it that for this past season.
I'm Tyson.
And I'm Chadwick.
Mm-hmm. Going full name.
Chadwick Terrence Anthony Paulson. Social security number.
We've told him he's not allowed to do this anymore. Yeah. People at his house and shit.
Chadwick Tits and Ass Paulson.
Working Man Radio out in Salmon Arm, as our general calls it. Salmon Arm, British Columbia. I mean, it's a nice place. The roads are kind of fucked up, eh?
They're like in the town itself. Yeah. It's neat like driving past lakes and mountains and stuff, but like you have to pay attention the whole time. And you're in Alberta, you can just fucking sender, bro. Yeah. As our coworker might say.
Oh, sender, ass basin?
Sender him the ass base.
His days are numbered. Another one bites the dust.
Counting down.
I still think he's going to change his mind. They keep on giving him the gears. Oh, yeah. Change your mind yet? Not yet. I was close the other day, though.
Oh, really? Right on. Yeah, he's my favorite to work with. I mean, no offense to the rest of them, but some offense to some of them.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, it's too bad we're losing him on the Curl Crew. But yeah, where have we been the last little bit? Fort McMurray, Sycamore, Salmon Arm.
Does it count if we're staying in Salmon Arm, but we're working in Sycamore? Does it still count?
I think it counts where you were. It's where you hang your hat. You know?
Oh, I see. Put your boots. Kick off your boots.
I think that's all that matters, is where you end up staying.
Yeah. As a working man, have you ever worn cowboy boots and even in your farming days?
Oh, yeah. I've had a few pairs here and there.
I've never.
It's not really my thing. Get a lot of blisters.
They're just a little too.
Well, okay. They're always hand-me-downs though, and like that's. I still think it's why I didn't skate.
They conform to that person's feet.
I would think. It's why I didn't skate well. It's why I didn't like boots. Like it was always like given to me. I was a middle child.
Oh, you know? I see. So even your
older brother
skates.
Passed down to me. By the time I was done with it was no good.
Just
so my little brother would get other shit. I never got anything new.
I see. And you guys are basically the same people, though.
Yeah, but back then there was a lot more difference in
the years,
and weights, and
the growth spurts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I used to think my brother was one of the tallest people I ever met. Like, and now he's what, an inch taller than me? Maybe my little brother's. You know, he stopped growing really young. He's short.
Really got stunted, huh?
Yeah.
I wonder what stunted him.
Maybe all the hits to the head could have been a thing.
Yeah, all of them.
Because he used to take a shit kicking when we were kids, for sure.
Hit the spine, it just doesn't flow as good anymore.
it's slow. He's going to grow later.
Spinal fluid's a little lacking.
It just has that loop to get through when it gets down to the bottom.
That's how fucked up it is. That's why you're short.
But that's yeah, he definitely short. Got a few inches shorter. But all of us ended up in the same kind of work, all oil field based.
Yeah. So they don't allow cowboy boots in the oil field anymore.
I think there is like a pair of steel toed cowboy boots. I know there is.
Basic shape. I'm sure it's not like a full
boot. Yeah. And then they have the cowboy hat hard hats. And they're CSA approved. Mm-hmm. But I bet you if you tried to wear them out there, they'd be like, they don't even let us wear the backwards ones that you buy backwards that are CSA and OSHA and all that shit approved.
Put that brim forward, young man.
Yeah. The one guy said, he's like, what are you trying to be cool? We're not like that out here. I'm like, it's how I fucking bought it.
Yeah.
And like, you almost can't get forward facing ones. You have to buy them and convert them into forward facing.
Why would they make them backwards anyway, though? Like if a brim, you know, hats and brims always in the front for the sun in your eyes.
The hard hats that you when you have to put the face visor on,
okay,
it fits much better on
when
the back.
When it's back, okay, that makes sense. So why even put a brim on it? Period.
Just well, exactly.
They have a skull cap style,
Because there are like the ones that you have to have, like for the oil rigs. We had to have the full
Oh, okay, yeah, well, it's got like a 2-inch.
You know what I mean? Like the big round hat.
China saucer.
Well, what would you fuck? Just a UFO?
A 2-inch brim all the way around. That's how we explain that one. you know, when you're in the patties and you got a fucking
China hat. One of
those China hats.
Fucking, I mean, it was probably made there. Is there any points for that?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was funny when we were sitting in this area where we're eating our lunch at the current job. And there's a old lady, or not old lady, she's a older lady who works there and tends to the old folks. All of them are out there while we do our work, but she's cleaning their laundry and shit while they're gone, blah, blah, blah. But we were fucking with something. We were building something. Or we were looking at this cladding product that we use to cover our pipes. And she's like, we were talking about it being broken or something. She's like, is it made in China?
Oh, yeah.
All I could do is snicker under my breath. Because
somebody else said that fucking that junk's made in China. I'm like, and you like stuff built in the USA? Like, I don't know. I feel like they're better workers over there.
They're definitely more consistent.
Yeah, and they need to keep their job. There's 2 billion of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's what
I don't know. They must be an industrious nation because they make everything. So what makes you think that the one product made here is better than what they do? I don't know.
If anything, they have less practice doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And less competition.
Yeah, and way less competition, apparently. Yeah, so just because it's made over there doesn't mean it's terrible. You can make a good shit over in China. Yeah. It's all about the money you spend on making the product, I'm sure, right? Mm-hmm. Like, at the, you know, what the costs and blah, blah, blah are.
Well, and then they can have like an increased quality with a lower scale because I'm assuming they don't pay a whole lot. I've just heard rumors. Yeah. I don't know. If you've got a problem with that, call him. Yeah, what the fuck you guys booked there? sorry.
I got these books made in there. I got my boots made in China. They're fucking best things I've ever put on.
Yeah.
The heels out of Taiwan, though.
Get those put on special. Like.
Got them resold in Vietnam on my vacation in Vietnam. Got a couple lady boys and we go off to the races.
It's got a zipper on the side that you got from Vietnam.
Yeah, the zipper on the side of the boot. It's I see where you're going with that.
We're not going to explain that one.
Ooh,
but this is Working Man's Radio, so we'll get away with a little bit more shit here.
Racists are working men as well.
So we got to cater to everybody.
And or women.
But I think we'll draw the line there. That's as far as we go as the racists.
Point being, I've never owned a pair of cowboy boots.
Yeah. That's all that stemmed from, hey?
Yeah, yeah. My dad wore cowboy boots. I shouldn't say cowboy boots. They were biker boots. With a flatter toe on them, biker boots.
Like, my family my dad was so cowboy. Like, we still had water skins. Like, the actual, like, water skins.
Oh, when you're working the fields and shit?
Well, yeah. Like, he had those, and they're all hanging up, and he'd use them.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're practical and like keep water. I mean, I would think so.
They could take a cooler or something. I don't know.
A water bottle? They've come a long way since water skin skins. Too,
is it kind of keeps shit cool. Like the
ooh, did you
brown
have a,
thick leather on the
did
outside?
Did you have a water skin with fur still on the outside?
Well, it felt fuzzy, but it was definitely like
suede
hide,
or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a suede-ed, skinned water skin.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, though. I just remembered that the other day. I can remember, like, the pop top and, like, the leather bag and shit.
Okay, now this is a TTRPG question. How long do you think that water skin would last you on, like a day's worth of hiking sort of water, amount of water?
One day max.
Yeah, that's like, what I figured, too. Yeah. Okay, but you could probably get healthy bladders on them. Like,
I'm sure.
Yeah, right? You can make them as big as you want.
As big as a sheep's stomach, I guess, you know?
Now they're made of stomach skin or stomach lining.
Well, this is a really good membrane, right? That's what the Scots do.
Is it thick? Like, I guess that's the bagpipes, right? That they make that out of? So it's thick
enough.
Maybe
originally. I think they still do it.
Oh, right.
They found that, they found that out because the Scots keep going down on the sheep. Made that wheezing sound. Hey. That sounded fucking great. Let's cut it open and take its guts out.
Yeah.
And then blow on them some more. I don't know how the fuck that gets invented. Many people it started sexual, though.
Yeah. It was all a big queef. experiment to begin with.
Did you fucking hear that? Sounded incredible.
Literally fucked its guts out. Literally.
But when I pulled out, instead of like your wife with a fart, it went,
it was bloody beautiful, it was.
Just as the sun was cusping the mountains.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
She was a noisy cunt, eh?
I assume that's how that started anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how big the blood of the water bladder could be. I mean, you make it out of leather, you're basically the
big as you want. Yeah,
the sky's the limit.
Yeah. All right. I get the feeling that, like, yeah, I probably had a water skin kicking around. It wasn't like a real legit one, though. I think it was like, bought in the 80s some point, not like homemade. Maybe not homemade, but like.
No. I remember there being like a stamp in the middle. Like some.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Some
yeah.
like burned in brand thing okay. in the middle. So I think it was a.
So like pretty legit, though.
A manufactured yeah. thing, though, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Probably from like a cowboy store.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Tacking. Like, tacking.
What did it used to be? I remember the radio commercial.
Tacking.
Wild Bills. And Western Wear. That's the one I always remember.
Western Wear.
Yeah. Because it always said tack, and I was like, what the fuck is tack? And yeah. It's like your spurs and your...
All the hardware, if you
what
will.
What do they call them? Chaps and shit.
Yeah. I love how people say, oh, the assless chaps. I'm like, all chaps are assless. Like, they just guard your yeah. the front of your legs.
Yeah, I guess.
Am I right? Unless they're pants that have like thickened fronts that are also considered chaps.
I don't know. I'd have to investigate chaps, but I think of cowboys now. I mean, there's just jeans.
I've right? always heard the jokes.
And then
like,
chaps are on the front.
Yeah. 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 Assless chaps. Don't. That's not a thing, right? Or as our coworker might say, that's not real. That's not real.
It's more of a chapless ass because, like, that's got to be rare for a bull rider.
Chapless ass.
Your ass is chapped all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. New chap, or what it would be a nice
chap product.
New ass chapper. Or, no, ass.
Chap blocker?
Chap blocker. Like that's a, what I'm getting like at.
A,
that's what I'm
it's
getting
like
at.
It's like a chapstick that you yeah, put on your ass.
Yeah. Instead of like.
Just, you know, like commercials like them just pushing it on their lush lips. So this guy just like.
But it's a really
one
zoom.
Cheek spread on the toilet and fucking.
It's a really, the really, really zoomed in puck.
Oh my God. That's yeah. so fucked yeah. up to visualize.
That zoomed in puckered
where,
lip.
Like, yeah, it's actually like indenting the sphincter all the way around. Yeah. Like, good but pressure.
Looks like the lips for a split second.
Yeah.
It's even colored like cherry style.
Oh my God. Yeah, and if your lips aren't chapped, you can still use like a, what do they call it? A gloss. Make it shine, you know?
To impress the best.
I can only imagine like a cowboy going up there. Just with chaps, like his ass is out.
Yeah.
Oh man,
yeah.
That's gonna hurt. He's just like, nope.
And now for the next round,
jabs that chapstick on his ass.
Takes the whole stick out of the tube and just puts it between his cheeks. Hey, that's cheating. That's a suction. That's a suction cheat. It'll just embed against the bowl.
Oh man.
Can't spread that.
It's made by like Copenhagen or Skull.
Yeah. You know that.
or maybe like, what's the gun company? Like the original Colt. Like Colt 45 chapstick.
Colt 45 chapstick. Never be bare again.
I gotta move this a little bit. What? I've never thought of that, but like that. Imagine that product at work. You know, they have like man's working hands and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've had like.
There's like a powder called Old Man Ass.
There's a powder. There's definitely powders for like. What is my. Oh, monkey butt. That's the one I did. Yeah, my wife actually bought me that because I was like complaining. Fucking swass, man.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. So.
Well, and up in like Kitimat or whenever you're working near the ocean or anything, like, oh my God.
When it's super humid around.
It's like 19 degrees, which should be a super comfortable temperature to work. And you're just fucking dying. Right. Like, because your body just can't get rid of the heat.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm complaining here and there about a little bit of chafing. Could only imagine when it's like humid.
I feel like there was something wrong with your sheets or something out in camp though when we were working out there.
Yeah, maybe by like detergent.
Just get a full body rash. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, that was like it was so cold. So working man, reference here is that like we got into our Canadian winters and the temperature minus 30 is pretty common, but when we're it kind of hit across the province in its own way, south to north, but it was minus 50 plus.
I think minus 57 with the wind chill was the coldest it got up there when we were up
there. And so
filled
like,
my truck overnight at a hotel, brand new 2024 Chevy,
fucking froze the
locked
block
in town for two fucking days.
Yeah, scary shit, actually.
Yeah.
And so this chafing that I'm talking about is that my fucking pants froze, I'm sure, because like I didn't have long johns on the first day that it was really, really cold because we were inside for the most of it. So I was like, whatever. And just like those short walks, which again, they encourage, like get a ride. And even it was like a 2 minute truck ride, like to the thing, but it was worth it to get a ride because like, the pants froze and then it just like chafed on my leg.
Really?
It rubbed on my legs, but then it got so dry. The air was so dry too, that it was like, just chapping the sides of my neck where it would rub and just anywhere it could, really.
Because I don't know where humidity ends, but it didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like there was a weird sparkle in the air when you just looked. Like it was cold. Yeah. Air was freezing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what temperature that takes, but it was too fucking cold.
Yeah.
And like I got frostbite just trying to start the truck that morning. But I mean, it was over the course of a couple hours because didn't start, plugged it in. But didn't realize the plug at the hotel didn't work. So that was super convenient. And then, yeah, go from there. Me being mad outside. Will was just chilling inside.
Right. Yeah, he didn't have to deal with that problem.
No.
Not my truck.
He didn't give a shit, man.
It must be nice.
Yeah. Well, it was like, because we went to OJ's or whatever. We had some drinks the night before. And so, yeah, like, we weren't bad or nothing. But, well, we have... truck won't start. He's like, oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, right? That's what
he's back. Back his bed. I'm like, fuck
yeah,
you.
The boys are
trying to get it started.
Yeah, the boys are just working. You know what I mean?
Even got shut down, though, not long after that. Yeah,
the second day was super cold and everything started to not work.
Yeah.
Minus 57, that's what it takes to not have to go to work, apparently.
That's it. They were still working, and I was like, no, we're going home. We'll come back some other time. Fuck this.
Yeah, that was a bit much. But at that point, too, it's like, we could stay because we are inside, and if it's that bad outside, like, the shitters have to stop working.
Well, there's no place to plug the truck in.
They forced
me to leave it on site and go to camp, so I can't even start it overnight or make sure anything like that's happening.
You'd have to have, like, a fucking... And there's, like, dozens of trucks.
Yeah, like, you'd need, like, a satellite starter so that I could run it at night. And then they're saying, too, that they didn't want me doing that.
Oh, to start it running.
And just leave it running all day.
Was it going to blow up?
Yeah. That's bad for the environment. Look where the fuck we are. Yeah. It's an oil sand. It's like.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't want to make it any worse than it has to be.
Yeah, we're trying to make everybody think we're doing a good thing, you know?
Yeah, and that's all between us anyway. The big wigs, they don't give a fuck.
Get to work!
Yeah.
It was kind of funny to hear the whole fucking story again. Like, I've been around to every fucking oil sand site up there, and they all do their orientation. They all say the same fucking thing. We're not like the other guys. We actually care about safety. It's crazy because there's a lot of deaths out here.
Yeah.
You know, like, who are you fucking lying to?
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck. All you're worried about, and the only reason you've been given the money to be here and do this spiel is because deaths cost you money.
Yeah.
A lot of bad publicity. That's all it is. You don't actually give a fuck and don't act like you do.
Yeah. And the way they do it, the way they think that they give a fuck when they're into those positions, those safety guy positions and stuff, some of them are better than others, I'm sure. But I don't like how it's like, no, I'm serious. You're gone. You're fucking gone if I deem you worthy of being gone. Like, okay, God. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Fuck off, man. Like, that's where it really starts to irk me, where I'm like,
you'll do that till the end, but then when it comes to that, you probably won't have a job and I still will.
Yeah. You know? Right. And then when things still need, like you're saying, it's like that at the beginning and then it tapers off. And then when it tapers off, it's all the same.
Yeah.
Where,
well, they get rid of all way. These redundant safety, they get rid of all of that because the projects end. They're out of money. They're trying to save whatever profit they have left on this job, and that doesn't come with safety anymore. And it also doesn't come with delaying any other trades, because the more you delay them, the more you're out there.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, it's called cowboy time. You'll see it out there. It'll happen. And those are the best.
I think it's bullshit.
And you know what? I never see anyone get hurt when that happens. The only time I see it hurt is all the fucking hurdles that everybody's got to go through.
When you've been in construction for 20 years and you've been on the top fucking rung of all sorts of crazy shit.
And they do. Like, what happens is a lot of the workers are unnecessary. Like, there might come a time when they're like, you don't have enough labor out here, so I got to go and hire 8 guys to satisfy them. Well, 4 of them are dipshits.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I don't have the ability.
That's
to
what it comes
them all.
Down to.
And those are the guys that get hurt. So at the end of the job, those guys are all gone. It's all the top dogs. They're commissioning, turning everything on, making them start.
Maybe I will enjoy the end.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, all the riffraff get removed.
So it's very. Well, I mean, it's not like I ran into a lot of people who rubbed me the wrong way. I actually was telling a coworker, one of our younger coworkers, the ass basin Mason. He is younger, and so he approaches somebody and asks him a question and gets a different reaction than to when I could go and ask him the same question, right? Because I'm older and I know what to expect from an answer, and I know how to direct my question as well, too. I'm not here for a smart-ass answer either, so that helps.
If someone gives you the smart answer, is there somebody more important I can talk to?
Yeah, right?
Because I'm done with you.
One of the chuckly moments to myself that I had was we have lifts out at these sites as well that we're trying to access all the things because they're all fucking at the top of the ceiling.
everything we do is
everything's off. 25, 30 feet up or whatever. And so everybody tends to like look for a lift for their task in the day, it seems. And we have our own lift and we borrow lifts and we exchange lifts and stuff. But we tracked down our lift and I parked it. And I went around the corner to do some stuff, and I come back, and there's somebody else with a piece of paper inside the lift laying on the floor, and they're kind of looking at it, and I'm like, don't even look at it, I said to them. And they're all like, oh, is this your lift? I'm like, yep. And they fucking, oh, sorry.
You mean the one that's plugged in, charged, ready to go? Not your fucking lift.
Yeah, they knew it, too, and I was like, that's exactly what I said. Don't even look at it, I said.
Keep on walking. The ball's on them, though. Like, when we unlock the ladders, go out for the walkthrough, come back, and one of the ladders is gone already. Like, were you waiting for us
where
to
did
leave?
You come
like,
from?
How does this happen? I'm, like, looking in the ceilings?
Yeah. Let's go get that 10-foot ladder we had the other day. Yeah.
It's a goddamn ninja. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, literally coming down from the ceiling and grabbing it. Yeah, it's a hook.
It poisons the ladder, takes it.
So, that was... I the whole like maturity, the age thing, playing in my favor has helped.
Yeah. And a lot of those companies out there, thank God the one we're working for right now isn't. And I don't mean that in a bad sense, but the union companies versus us non-union, like, they don't understand why we're so protective of our stuff because they don't have to supply any of their own tools, right? Like, if they lose one, they just go to a tool crib, get another one. Doesn't work like that for us.
Yeah.
You take our shit or our batteries, you might be fucked for the rest of the stint out there, right? Or I got to run into town and fucking buy something. So, that's what pisses me off.
Yeah. Even a broom isn't sacred out there.
Yeah, like, I know. Our broom went missing a couple times. Yeah.
There's corn brooms in every corner of the building, I noticed, but our broom is gone. It's got those nice fine bristles everybody likes.
Can you write our name darker or something? Like, I don't... It just
and it was funny that like, oh well, we'll get pink cords. Nobody likes pink, or it'll stand out amongst the crowd. Yeah. I seen like half the cords were pink out there. So what the
put
fuck?
It back in my truck.
Yeah. Oh, that's my pink cord
their
now.
Pink cord. Yeah.
Oh, I could have sworn that was my pink cord.
Yeah. I literally bought it for myself, and just for that reason, I didn't think anyone else would want a pink cord.
Yeah. Apparently, it's the norm. Thanks, LGBTQ. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Full on rainbow cords. Maybe that'll get a reaction.
Well, I'd buy one. I don't give a shit.
No, of course not. Right? Like, why would
we? Gay? What if I was?
Yeah.
I don't want your cord. That's all it takes. I'll pretend to be gay all the time.
Yeah. So that place is a learning experience. I've been around.
So you guys, you might like this. So you guys parked the lift back there so that the guy could come pick it up?
Yeah.
Guess what wasn't there when he showed up?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I figured.
Because, like, talking to Adam, I'm like, hey, the lift guy's coming to pick up our lift. We parked it by the door. He's like, where? Like, that north door we got it delivered? Yeah. I'm standing right there. It's not here. I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, I'll find it.
Yeah. I should have took the key out and gave you the key to give to Buddy.
Gift to Adam. Yeah. But even that, they're all the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen guys walking around with, they have one on their keys. I'm like, you fucking piece of shit.
They've been around too long. Yeah.
Well, that's like, I know guys that keep, a whole bunch of master keys, too.
Okay.
And they're like, because basically, once, the locks are similar, it'll open the lock. And I'm like, what a fucking thing to prepare for, you thief.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Howard out at Kitimat called me, and he's like, hey, I need to borrow your 32-bit again. I'm like, well, we're not there. And it's like a big tip for torches.
Oh,
like,
I see.
For soldering and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's locked. I guess you can cut it off. He's like, I probably have a key for it. I keep all those keys just in case.
Like all those master lock keys from all the sets and shit.
That's greasy, buddy. how many do you have? 20? How many do you have to have before you can unlock multiple of them?
Yeah. I was always very intrigued by the locksmith trade. And I don't think, I would be curious as to the wage for them for one, and then you're always
it's
on
a
call
full-on trade. They get good money.
Yeah, they get pretty good ones. Yeah.
But you end up it's a trade. So there's things you're doing bank security or stuff like that, and
specializing
sophisticated
in
locks. That'd be fun. But the most of your job is unlocking people's vehicles, right? Shoot myself.
And I'm like, what's your rate too? you could probably just charge. I'm sure there's.
Well, I know norms. When I was on vacation, Corey had to get into my house because I left something there. Oh, he needed to take. So my truck is always the one that registers out on the industrial sites, like the Chevy is right now. You have to take the Chevy if you're going out there. You can't get any other truck on that site.
Right.
Well, I fucked off on vacation, and one of my units went down at Suncor. And nobody else is drug tested or ready to go out to site. So Corey's the only one that can go out there.
Yeah.
So he needs the truck keys. I'm like, well, they're in my house, but my house is locked. So he calls up Lang Locks or one of these lock companies and just meets them at the house.
Yeah.
Doesn't even ask for his fucking ID and opens my goddamn door.
What?
Corey calls me. He's like, "Oh, you won't believe this, but because in my truck he had because when we first moved here, they bought that house. We bought that house from them.
Okay.
So whatever. So he had paperwork that said it was his house.
Oh.
But it's an old, out of date.
So whatever. He didn't challenge that.
Yeah. So he had it just in case. He didn't even ask him for his license. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Wow. So it made me I should have said that my TVs and shit were stolen. I'd be well, who the fuck did it? I'd be like, well, you didn't check who the guy was?
Yeah, they would have got you some new TVs for sure. But then there would have been police reports probably towards.
But I can call you from any number in the world. I can go to a website, have it VPN routed, do that. Oh, they can't prove true. Shit.
But they would go this is who I met with. We got to make a police report for who I met with and stuff.
But
right?
He didn't give him his name. He didn't do nothing.
He I see. He just called and said, information I need this whatsoever. Door
on he's him. Like, okay, I'll meet you there. So he went to meet him there.
Good job, working man.
didn't even take an ID.
I just think it's cool to unlock locks without having the key.
They very rarely use bump key and shit. The stuff that they use is,
What, automatic?
Or they can just separate, or they have air, for your car door, they're never going to try and
the airbag style?
Yeah, they just rip your door open a bit, pump an airbag in there, reach down, pull the lock open.
They just have those tools on hand.
Corey, my sister's husband, he did it for a while. And to get the basically get thieves' tools and shit.
Right.
And to get those and have them on you, you can't just have that on you.
Yeah.
So he has to go to the police station and they do all your fingerprints, palm prints, multiple fingers together, shit like that.
Yeah.
So he's on file if he ever did shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Sorry.
But he's a little loser, anyways. He's not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I love the guy.
He's a little loser.
He ain't gonna do shit.
Little fucking.
But yeah, he kept some of those tools because he's I didn't say his full name, did I? But
no,
he keeps them on him. So one time that happened to me, we were out at a campsite or whatever, and I left my car under the music on it. I didn't know it locks after a certain amount of time. Unless it's running, it closes the lock.
Oh, okay.
Real handy feature.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was failing or what, or somebody did it, but it locked, and I didn't know the door code to get in. So I think that's why it locks, because it has that outside access panel or whatever. And then I call who I bought it from. They don't know what the code is. Never used it. And then, yeah, Corey was out there in like 10 minutes, fucking had that car open so fucking fast, man. Like, you could make serious money without ever getting caught with the shit that he's got.
And it's probably a basic set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that bag, that inflator
those
bag.
Those same bags are sold for carpenters, too, as,
oh, really?
Like, as like leveling shims and stuff. Oh, you can, yeah, like, stick them under door slabs and, like, pump them up.
Because you can hammer them in. There's a piece of metal and, like,
oh,
ting, ting, oh, okay, and it slides with the bag in
there. They're probably, like, a little different then, yeah, but yeah, different but the same, yeah.
But really, like, pneumatic, I can't remember the pressure that can go into that thing, but it can lift, like, anything. Mm.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, the ones that I've seen in store were for, like, leveling windows and doors, which I don't think they had, like, a solid bit that you could actually hammer on.
No, oh, yeah.
They were really tough, though. And then, yeah, you could lift them up probably, I don't know, maybe an inch tops, I bet. But,
oh, yeah. I mean, that's pretty much all this did.
Yeah, because that was probably, yeah, an inch of space would, yeah, be, like, a lot yeah, of space.
Yeah, all I got here is a rake.
I dropped my cigarette in there.
And the bag pops. Yeah. Oh, no, you just watch it burn to the seat.
There's a fire inside the car. I don't know how that happened.
Ah, this is the third time.
Talking about fucking cigarettes in cars, I'm the working man is his worst enemy is the non-working man. The one that, yeah, wants to steal your shit.
Well, that's what they were saying. Like, the electricians are so far behind, they're getting like 30 more. Well, the fucking 40 of them that are here aren't doing anything. You think, yeah, 30 more is going to help? They're like, yeah, ants. They can't, yeah, complete the chain. Like, yeah, what are you fucking, yeah, doing?
Ants that bump into each other. The stupidest fucking ants, yeah, that ever existed.
That's the control guy, Steve. He's like, man, I don't have that many guys here. But it's like every fucking room I go into, they're in our way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they all have a lift somehow. Like,
yeah,
how do you get four lifts in that 12 by 12 room?
Oh, yeah. That one. And an air handler. And there's stuff in the air.
Yeah.
Like, this is the only place we can work. Fuck this. We're leaving.
It's like you just have to hop over into the next lift and lift it up. Hop over. There's no moving at all.
Yeah.
Jam packed. I got to take a pay break.
I'll take a break too.
Cue the toilet flush sound effect. I was checking in on Mason there. I'm like, because he was asking if we were going to go to the, he was going to go to the hot tub later, like in another hour or something. Or I guess it's already almost 9, but anyway.
It's open until 11.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it might be,
I was thinking, right? The hockey kids wouldn't be allowed to be down there that late.
Right.
Like, if I was a parent, I'd be like, you're going to bed at fucking, yeah,
hey, for this day. Hockey, you're going to be performing.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tournament, too. Like,
is there any fucking hockey moms?
Because there was one kid that got, he was getting off, and I think his dad must have been getting on, and he's like, where are you going? He was like, well, why? Everybody's going to the pool. He's like, yeah, you're not going to the pool. Go and fucking deal with your gear. Like, hopefully your dad has high hopes for you. Yeah. I was like, that's what my dad would be doing too.
Fucking right. So, yeah. If you're paying that kind of money, yeah, to have him play hockey and shit, yeah, you ain't fucking get to be a kid. You don't get to be a kid.
No, there.
Just fucked up, man. Fucking hockey ruined a kid's life. Ain't nobody can just be a McDavid. McDavid's come around every once in a blue moon. Unless that's not true, and there's always a McDavid around.
Every year there seems to be, but not like that.
Mm.
I mean, everybody has their hometown hero, I imagine, but like the proof's in the pudding. Who just won the fucking All-Star game, you know?
McDavid was McDavid. Born in a lab, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I actually sat behind his dad at a hockey game.
You're like, McDavid.
It got to the point where it was like, we stood up, we're cheering because he just scored. And I was like, holy shit, like, that's your boy. And he like turns and I was like, high five. And he turns back away and I just give him a one hand clapper on the shoulder. Like, I don't give a fuck if you want to ignore, yeah, me, man.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to appreciate your son and, right, his fans and shit. You got to be prepared to, yeah, do that shit. He's like, I hate hockey. Yeah. I hate it. Never wanted him to go in hockey ever.
McDavid's old lady was sitting with them too. Oof.
Oh yeah, McDavid's old lady.
Yeah, that's, okay, mom paid for it.
Was she like fake tits and shit or no?
I didn't get to see her very well.
With all those puffy vests nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you see her on TV and shit. She ain't ugly.
Yeah, I would hope not. He's ugly enough for the both of them. He's not the ugliest.
Just literally replaying. It'll be replaying that for fucking months.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'll get their views. But yeah, back on this workman's radio shit, the working man paying for the entertainment man. Entertainment men were working men. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Like strippers and...
I think strippers work hard.
Yeah. I keep saying working man, but it's working men and women.
Yeah, it's really more of like a cliche us even calling it that, because there's less women.
And what do you mean there's less women?
Just in like our...
Oh, in our trades and stuff. Yeah. We could... That's a good topic, actually. I'll start.
I like women.
Yeah. I appreciate a good
Welcome
woman.
Welcome to Pandering Radio.
Yeah. No, I've... when I started my trade, there was a very attractive woman who I worked with that was eventually, like, she was the type to, like, challenge the teachers that I learned, because, like, or, like, oh, you worked with so-and-so, that type of thing, where she was always, like, that, a keener, but, like, knew what she was talking about, and, like, carried that sort of energy, very, very attractive on top of, like, the energy she put out that way as well.
See, I feel like if it could be, like, as inclined to work as I am, but also a hot girl, I'd run the world.
right. And you know? I think she carried like that kind of energy with her. Like, and I don't want to say too much, but I somewhat regret moving away from Sylvan Lake is where I met her, as I did. But I was with someone else at the time, and it didn't carry on the way I retrospectively imagined.
The way you dreamed?
the way I now dream. No, I don't often think of that one, actually, but that was the first female. The first female that I worked in my trade was, like, very, very, like, the first job that I got in my trade as well. And we had a great time as well working together, but it's nice. It's nice to have a stronger person work for you or work with you if they are of the opposite sex.
Yeah, and I think they have to be. Like, yeah. And that's our fault of being fucking men. But when there is a girl up there, she has to be very confident and she has to be very good, because it'll be the cliche shit talk about her if she's not. You know, you can have a man that's not a great worker and you put up with it because he can lift heavy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But when, the mouth when breathing. It's a woman, she has to be good. And yeah, that's it's unfair. Fair, I guess, but I mean, you can't lift the heavy blocks, you know, and like that's the shitty part.
Yeah.
So I think when they do make it, they're better than most men.
Yeah.
Like, you think of like any trade, like one that stands out to me right now is the drug trade. Pablo Escobar is quoted as saying the only man in the world he's scared of is a woman.
Oh yeah.
And it was this chick that she started with somebody else and then eventually like killed everybody, made her own thing. And it got to the point where there was like a narc within her system and she fucking killed everybody that worked for her. Like,
just to find out who it was.
Even Pablo Escobar was afraid of this chick. Like, that's how serious she was. But it's how crazy she probably had to be to get the respect from other people in that.
She had to, like, go extra far.
Yeah. Like, so she was like beyond savage. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really like what, what's the... I don't want to, not intuition, it's a different word I'm thinking of, but thinking outside the box, maybe, of things.
Intuitive,
that women bring to the table and can, you know, if you're not strong enough, you figure out a way to get it done anyway.
Yeah.
Shit like that, which goes a long way.
And that's why I think a woman would do fine with us, because we're all about, like, you have an easier way to do it. We ain't gonna argue.
Yeah. You know? And I mean, I don't particularly like the saying "work smarter, not harder," because sometimes you just have to work harder.
And like people are like, "There's got to be an easier way." Well, there fucking isn't right now.
Yeah.
And, all right.
And you can't
work.
And I guess the difference being is, like, you can do it. It's a little harder. You can do it right now, or you can spend another fucking hour talking about it, which I don't like.
That's what they were dealing with. They had to lift these air handlers in pieces up to this place, but every time they lifted something, they had to have a meeting.
Oh.
Well, to lift the piece up there, Greg said, took 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Every meeting they had before that was 20 minutes long.
Oh, geez.
He's like, how are you? We're just not supposed to be profitable out here.
Yeah.
And like, having this meeting didn't make it any fucking safer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it involved 20 people that aren't part of it and shouldn't be there.
Everybody's wage.
Yeah. And then they're all talking about what they could do, or they're bringing up old stories and shit.
Yeah.
And
like, they're using it as an excuse at that point. And that's the difference, is that this whole work smarter, not harder mentality is an excuse to stop and not work.
Yeah. You know? And when I'm rhythmic, when I'm doing something consistent all the time, I am doing it the same way. I'm doing it safe. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you can get, what do they call it? Not lethargic, but complacent.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, to a point. But I'm like, it's like a goaltender in net. The more saves he's making, the hotter he is, the more he's going to consistently do it. Yeah. He doesn't stop and let one in every now and again just to, you know, keep himself sharp.
Yeah, momentum is good. Traction, if you will.
Because I find those the times that a mistake happens is when you're starting and stopping and starting and stopping and like all that bullshit. Yeah,
if it works, it works. You follow those same steps.
But I get like that stuff works for a green worker.
Right.
Someone who's not well versed, that helps
muscle
them.
Memory
and it's just chilling. Our company doesn't have that. Like, you've been here you're over a year now and you're the freshest guy I have.
Right Yeah,
what are you going on?
What am I going on?
Yeah, you're like 14 months here now, something.
January to January. Yeah. So 12, 13, 14 leading into the 14th
month. Yeah, but yeah, and you've been working in trades for a long time.
I was thinking about it. It's like, it's because I started in my 20s. It's my 40th birthday. So, it'd be 20 years.
Yeah.
19 if we're probably...
Yeah, and the trades for me, it's like... Well, I've been ticketed for 15 years, I think.
Yeah, I'm probably around there as well.
But if I just go straight oil field, I started when I was 16.
Yeah.
So, crazy. I'm in my 40s. Yeah. for
30, yeah.
I started young. 35. I lied to FI Canada about my age, and I worked for there for like 8 months before they figured it out. And like, I had to fill out a form and shit for like government stuff. And so that's how often they look at it.
Like, every 8 months?
He said he was 18, but his birthday's 1985. Yeah. I'm not going to add that up.
Yeah. Time is money.
Back then it was.
Yeah, as long as you don't get hurt.
You put on your gear and you were yelled at when you did something stupid that could hurt you. Mm. Now you can't even do that. It's all paperwork and time off.
Yeah, and I believe that like there's a nice balance of that. You know, they always take it to the fucking extremes. Like I never once responded well to being yelled at. Straight up.
Like the guy was saying, like
unless it was very negligent. If I was being negligent, I would totally anticipate being yelled at.
But a guy has a fucking blister on his foot from new boots, and you make them fill out a day's worth of fucking paperwork. Mm. Like, get fucked.
Yeah. Is that because it's like, is that a huge exaggeration or is that just a somewhat exaggeration?
No, I bet you it's, bet you it is. Because you have like to you have to do an investigation, then you have to get it signed off, then you have to have a meeting about it, then there's a disciplinary hearing, then there's, it's fucking retarded. Mm. And like, the guy might get drug tested. Like,
might?
Might.
I thought that was guaranteed that they would the way that our coworker talks.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's not guaranteed.
Okay. Not that I care. I stayed clean because I was supposed to, because I'm doing my job.
Yeah, I was the first person ever pissed clean without taking one of those fucking fake tests ever.
Yeah,
in our company.
Yeah, yeah. That's like I'm always been one.
So much so that like no one believed it. I'm like, man, I haven't for like months and months, and like,
yeah, yeah. I like weed, but it doesn't define me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
If I have to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah. that's the difference, I think. Just be, you know, being willing to do what you need to do for your work. And I mean, if we're getting back to the gender diversity here, the only other time I worked with a woman in the trade, not as strong. I keep reflecting on the first one, and it was like she was healthy and she was strong enough to do her work. She was smart and attractive at the same time. Like, she was a triple threat.
A quadruple threat. She could also dance.
Yeah. And the other one liked Instagram, and she actually stole, like, she took pictures of when she was working with a coworker of mine just to boast her Instagram posts and stuff. And she, like, of course, because she's a woman, I mean, let's admit it, they get a little more clout.
Attention.
Attention, yeah. So she was working on that, and she couldn't do her lifting. She was a small little lesbian girl, and again, attractive and all that stuff, but she wasn't as innovative, I would say, in getting the task done, which is unfortunate. But yeah, lots of times you hear about the bigger ladies who can move shit, right?
I had one of those and still couldn't move shit. Mm. Like, she was brought on and she was going to be safety, but she was a plumber. And so they brought her on, but like we're all having our meeting, and so we're all like standing there, and we're standing there, and here's the ingenuity of a woman. We're all standing there in the meeting, and she comes up, walks away for a sec, grabs a chair, comes back, sits there, and then sits down, and we're all like, "The fuck is that?"
Because everybody's standing, and she just was kind of chose to sit down. Like,
they can fucking read the room, you know?
We're about to go to work here.
Yeah, I'm just going to rest my fucking feet. My dogs are barking, you know?
My dogs
are
barking.
We were just starting work. Like, you need to sit down? Like,
well, how long are we going to be here?
That's what I mean.
That's what I know. That's what I'm asking.
If a dude did that, I'd probably start laughing, you know? Like, yeah, but you can't. You know, this is 10 years ago, too, and even I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
where you could probably get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah. But laughing. The girl, like, instantly, like, she sat down during the safety meeting.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is that?
Minutes before you go to work.
Yeah, she was always sitting down. She's not a good representative for me to be the gender, talking about. But like every time, it'd be like, we're in the ditch digging and shoveling, and she comes over, like, sets the shovel to the side, just sits down on the side of the trench, and I'm just like, oh.
It's not break time. You know that, right? And like, not because you're cramping. Like, if you're cramping, you want to stretch, you got to rest or something, or you got to catch your breath or something like that. You need a reason to be sitting down right now.
Yeah.
And that's just work.
I've never seen anyone sit down in the trench. You know, you just
it's not making mud for. Balls.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm gonna throw this mud ball at your face.
You're now just in the way in the trench. There's not a lot of room in the trench for someone who's not shoveling, you know?
Yeah. Throw the mud on her.
But yeah, she was
sorry, I thought you were just part of the mud pile.
Yeah, we had another girl that started, and she was actually a good worker. Like, she was trying. She was running around, she was just learning. She was a first year. But I told her to thread a piece of 3/4-inch pipe, whatever, fucking 2 feet long. So she locked it in the jaws of the threader and then proceeded to thread the entire piece of pipe. Like, you know, like, so I'm inside and I can just hear like,
for like a minute. Like,
smoke's billowing off because the oil's hitting it and the pipe's like red hot. I'm like, what the shit? Because it hits a certain spot too, and it can't just keep threading because it's locked in the jaw. So it just starts tearing the pipe apart.
She's just watching it with her foot on the pedal. Eh?
Yeah.
So anybody listening, you have to keep your foot on a pedal.
And if you don't know what you're doing, ask. Thread the pipe.
It's not like you can just set it and forget it. It's not a set it and forget it thing. You're consciously keeping it going at that point.
Well, and like she got right on it, so the confidence threw me to believe she knew what she was doing. Right?
Yeah. Thread the pipe. You see any other pipe around here that's fully threaded?
Like a ready rod, but like a 3/4 inch?
Yeah,
like,
that's pre-made.
And it's a different kind of thread.
It'll always surprise a person. I thankfully I haven't had any apprentices or anything like that I can actually, like, off the top of my head think about that have done that degree of like misinterpretation.
Thread
other
the
than
pipe.
Myself, I have done
because I was like, we were sitting around having a beer or whatever talking about it, and I was like, I guess I never said, but don't thread the whole pipe. You know, like, I could not get over it. Anytime that something nearly would come up, like, I had to relate it to that, just like, did you fully explain it though? Because
that little detail goes a long way. It's all about the details. Really.
My god, you should have heard the sound coming out of this thing. No, man, like, I'm inside the building, like, what the fuck is that? Like, sound like a car with
dinosaur. a belt driven dog.
Yeah, something, I don't know, but it was like patterned and horrible.
Oh wow. The I guess in that thread, like, excuse me. Totally unintentional.
That's the pun of the day.
The pun of the day. Did you say thread? That's the word of the day, right? Yeah. How come you didn't get the word? I was thinking about, you know, the apprentice mistake or the gears that you give an apprentice or whatever. And I was pretty naive when I got into...
I could see that
trades, right? And I'm a nervous fella too, so
he's an anxious young man.
Yeah, I'm an anxious young man. That was the best way. I think I said
you
that
did,
first.
You did.
I'm an anxious.
I just never let it go.
Yeah, I'm an anxious young man. That's how I put myself. This was like a year ago. I said that.
Like, now I'll never forget it.
So when I'm on the oil rig, the service rig for the first time, the drillers and everybody, they're going to throw those things that they do to like throw you a loop. And they send you to like, there's a trailer that has all the fittings or bolts and nuts and all the type of shit in there. And they're like, oh yeah, I need some checkered paint, they say. And I'm like, checkered paint, got it. See ya. Didn't even think about it.
Right away, boss.
Yeah, right, gotcha, gotcha. And in my brain, like, for real, like, I was imagining a paint can with checkers on it. That's what I went to search for. And I, you know, thinking about it, checkered paint, that's the label has checkers on it. That's what I thought. And look for it for 20, 30 minutes, I bet. Come back. I can't find it. And this is probably partly like 15 minutes of that is like, oh, I can't go back without the checkered paint. I can't fucking face them without the checkered paint. What am I supposed to do?
They're going to think I'm the biggest idiot if I don't come back with the checkered paint.
Yeah.
I remember we had a guy when I was pipelining. This is fucking way back. And so we're working with welders all the time. Get the pipe, set it up, weld it together, drop it in, you know, whatever. So we had a new guy start with us, and the super comes over and tells him that we need a spark sample. Gives him a bucket, and he's got to sit under the welder as he's welding and catch the sparks. It's like it's spraying slag and shit everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And like, he doesn't have a mask
that's
on or
anything.
That's dangerous.
He's got like prank, burns man.
On his face. And, like, it was pretty bad. But he like, he called all these sparks. Like,
good okay, prank. Like, but, the, like, but put the mask like, on and then do the prank maybe at least.
A spark sample. That was one of the worst ones I've
assholes
seen.
Assholes can be very creative. We'll say that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Especially when they're up there. Because like that's one thing about the oil field back then. Like, the higher up, the more money you make, the less you fucking do.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Like, yeah.
And they're not the be all end all the smartest. They are just there the fucking longest. When I was back then, I worked for some asshole idiots that just should not have been in charge. Yeah. And this is so like all they do is sit there. He's idle hands, man. He's going to come up with some shit to fuck with you.
Yeah.
And then you probably get bored.
Yeah. Yeah. I always, the pay is relevant to their experience, their wisdom, their what they would have to offer to the next people in line.
When I was on the rig, it was relative to how much you could drink.
Right?
I remember we were showing up for work the first time, and this guy refused to get a hotel. He had a camper. So, like, even when it was very cold, he'd go in this camper. It's not a fucking winter camper. But one morning we're coming, like, it was my first morning, and they're like, oh, he camps near the site or whatever. I was like, oh, okay, well, let me know who he is so I can, you know,
pick him up
or kiss his ass a little bit, whatever. It is, let me know who the boss is. So we're driving and Lindsay's like, there he is, and he's standing with a bottle of whiskey in his underwear by a campfire, and it's like fucking 5:30 in the morning. And I was like, oh no.
Oh man.
And he was a little Napoleon syndrome fucking piece of shit,
man.
I almost beat him up. They stopped me. And then my actual tool push that ran the rig came back from his vacation, and like the guys told him some of the stuff he was doing and like why I almost fought him. And he like pulled me aside. He's like, that's not how things work. I'm sorry. He's like, some people just been here a long time. And then like, that's who this cunt was.
Wow. That sucks. That sucks. Yeah, that's rewarded like that.
I wasn't allowed my breaks. So when everybody else went for break, I had to scrub the light plant or whatever. Like, I don't know why he wanted me to quit so bad, because I'm a good worker. Like,
yeah.
And
probably because you showed potential.
Yeah, one time they all went for break out to the road, and I walked all the way out to join him. As soon as I got there, he's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Go and fucking scrub the light plant. So I'd fucking go back. And like, man. And then I was bitching about it, and I was down. Like, I was defeated. I didn't think I was going to stay.
Yeah.
And so he comes in. He said something. I just ignored him. And then he said, oh, you're fucking not going to talk to me. You're going to be a fucking baby. And he pulled out a Sharpie and he started writing on my shirt, like while I'm wearing it.
Yeah.
And I turned around, grabbed him, pushed him through the door by his throat. And then my boys fucking grabbed me. They're like, no, this has to end. I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill him. Like, I even said it loud enough so he could hear. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
Like, and it was only a couple days later that our actual tool push came back. But he never talked to me after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I have to threaten your life to get you to stop bullying me. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucked up what people do to each other, man. It's just not cool.
No.
It really, like, it fucks with a person for a very long time when you do shit
people,
like that.
But not like that, man. Yeah,
that's a different level. That's some sort of, like, not sadism, but, like,
narcissism or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, hard narcissism, where they're obviously unhappy with their entire things. Oh, and maybe even separated from themselves. He's an
alcoholic, twice divorced fucking loser who lives in a camper.
And you're the new fucking person.
Yeah.
Even though you obviously could overpower him at the same time. He was trying to use that power dynamic.
Yeah, that was just because I knew, like, at that point I decided, like, this is my last shift out here.
Yeah.
I ain't doing this.
Yeah.
And he pushed me too far, and I was like, fuck it, I'm leaving anyways. Fucking went at him.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill him. I'm getting mad now thinking about it.
Like, his eyes are turning red, actually. I'm
just kidding. But yeah, it felt good to throw him out that front fucking door. If there was no railing there, he would have went straight off the scaffolding. Like, oh, man, I was mad.
Just fucking hang him by the derrick.
And, like, the guys, the only reason they didn't want me to do it is they didn't want me gone.
Ah,
like, they all liked my ethic and liked what I was bringing to the table. But yeah, I'm glad they stopped me, because I would have lost my job, and probably never been able to work
the career in
wherever the oil field was at that point. Like, Precision was huge, right?
Right. I feel like I worked for Precision. That I know that was a little bit of our bonding there, was because of the oil field.
Yeah, and Precision. What? You worked on the rigs?
Yeah,
No wonder. It makes sense. I think everybody should have to go and work on the rigs for a bit, or go to the military, or do
that's
something.
Like other countries that put you in the military for a bit, right?
Yeah, and like everybody's like, oh, they could just die. I'm like, that's not how it is. Like, they go through the training in the military. It's not like they just send them out to the front lines, unless they're in a legit war at the time. Mm. But when, like, you're in Germany or wherever they do this, I don't even know.
European countries, I think.
I think it's quite a lot of European countries. But, so they do it. It's part of it. Before you go to university, you go out there and you learn an ethic. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And I think they nurture, like, what you're good at, too, right? Like, you're not necessarily... I mean, you go through boot camp or whatever, but you're also
targeted for what you're good at. Yeah, and I think in that, though, your trainer's, like, if you're fucking a sniper, that's what you're doing. If you have that... the calisthenics behind you can run for forever or anything like that. There's things for you.
Yeah, the human
very good at variation. Like the technical shit, like wiring and stuff like that.
Yeah, whatever you're inclined to.
Because there's also ditch diggers and fence builders, you know? they have everything, you know?
We need a solid mouth breather over here.
I always thought, like, now, because I would have loved to, like, fly a fighter plane. And I always think, if I had another life, maybe that's what I would have gone for.
Some days I like digging ditches.
me too. I was told by my first plumbing job, I used to get dropped off just house to house. So my journeyman would just drop me off at a house, and I got to dig the groundworks in. So I got a little map and dig them in. And I was always done waiting for this guy for hours. Like, I had so many sleeveless shirts. Cause I got dropped off in the middle of nowhere. It's not like I got toilet paper. So I'd always have to rip a sleeve of my t-shirt off and go shit in the bush or whatever. But he came back a couple times and he's like, you did the whole groundworks? Like, man.
Like, 2 hours ago.
Yeah. He's like, man, you dig like an eight-legged dog. I'm going to have to give you a raise, you know? Like, that kind of shit. It almost doesn't happen. You're almost not recognized like that anymore. Yeah. I try to recognize people for that, but...
Yeah, it seems like an even keel across the board, you think? Like you have to... You're proving yourself every time, and you're fucking... No matter how many times you've won a job... You get on there and it's just starting from scratch kind of feeling. That's unfortunate. You think McDavid had to? How many hardships do you think McDavid had to go through?
I'm sure. I feel like he's been pretty successful.
I feel like he's been exercising since he was born, so that helps.
He's like in the womb doing sit-ups and shit.
Yeah. Mom was fucking doing Kegels hard.
If he got too close.
It was hard to get out. Is what it was.
Because he was already such a strong swimmer at that point.
He's all like, don't push, just relax. He's like, fuck that. You think I trained for nothing?
Fucking do it.
Almost cut his fucking head off is what happened. That's why he's got that fucked up face.
What'd you call him, Neanderthal? He's got that frown.
I believe it's pronounced Neanderthal.
No?
I think so. Neanderthal.
Maybe by like a French professor. I don't know. I've never heard that.
And it's got that sharp brow, and a deep brow.
Is it a frow?
Brow.
Brow?
Brow. Frown.
Frow.
Nah, I've never heard frow.
No?
Brow.
Where's deep. My pocket computer?
Nice. it was just here. Oh, no, that's my pocket. That's my pocket.
Well, that's probably my
That's my pocket.
Your computer, I don't actually need
your
it.
Your computer's not in my pocket. Is that a hockey player? Owen Riegling? Rigoline?
No, oh, that's probably a country singer.
Okay, I was wondering. I'm like, do they I'm do just, that I'm now?
Just, that looks like an album cover to me.
We're just looking at this fucking consistent replay of the All-Star competition that just happened. And they have these...
Which the Oilers like, one?
What, is, well, this, one a, what is that, a memoriam?
Real fancy writing?
Yeah. Hit by dump truck? Usually they don't say how they died.
Like, oh, yeah. I think you should leave. That's so good. And none of them was old age. It was always a weird thing.
Oh, what's another something or other that happened at work?
Oh, like new, all the new products that we had to use out there that we couldn't use anything that we're used to. Having to, like, those new 3/8 rod through steel things and shit that just nobody talks about and we have to use it.
Yeah.
And there's a schematic for it, but they never sent it before we got out there type thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking dumb to me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's a cool product, but I don't have it.
Industry's always changing.
Yeah.
Better try and keep up.
Yeah.
You mean this makes my job, like, 5-10 times faster? Like, really, you just screw it into the steel and then hang your rod from it or whatever?
They are
classic.
What are they called? Sammy's.
But
yeah, there's always a new product and they enforce it. They love it so much. Let's dick ride this thing and not tell anybody about it.
Yeah. And then get you to look over this all over the city for more.
And there's none.
No, that made it quite a bit faster. Yes. I haven't had to wear a harness as much as this industrial job, but like, I don't mind wearing a harness. I was most of the time the only one that would actually wear my harness when I was residential and when we were doing that stuff. I was like,
you did get used on, to them.
And I was full on tied on a brand new roof, sheeting the roof, a very high possibility of me falling and where I would actually need it, not in a lift that's got a railing up to my nips.
And somebody told me that BC's laws are different. You don't need them inside a scissor lift. And I just was like, no.
They like to be slack on a lot of shit.
They also
don't they?
Like to lie though.
Oh, right? Yeah. They like to, and then take a picture of you without it or what?
Yeah. I did that before. We were working, this fucking safety dude, like, just was hassling me about the dumbest shit. Like, we'd get all our testing approved, then he'd be like, oh, you didn't show us those hoses you're using on your test header. I'm like, well, they come with the fucking test header.
Yeah. Standard shit.
Well, how do we know they're good enough or able to handle the pressure? I was like, they're good enough at least for whatever I'm using them for, like their refriged gauges. He's like, well, we're going to have to see them. I'm like, okay, so I go and look at the hose. It's good for 3,000 PSI.
Yeah.
Like, okay, whatever. So he keeps hassling me all this shit. And then it came down to testing, and he had to go and check everything, make sure it was safe before we went in. But he forgot his what do you call those coveralls? They're arc flash rated and fire resistant.
Oh, okay.
And so he forgot them, and I was like, oh, man, no one's here. It's fucking... Let's go and take a look. We got to get this going. He's like, all right. As soon as he walked in, I took a photo of him. And he turned around. He was just like, oh, fuck. Never bothered me a fucking second after that.
Eat my shit.
Yeah. Everything went smoother. And everybody's like, that was greasy. I'm like, he's fucking greasy, man. He's wasted so much of my time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. From then on.
Yeah. That's how it goes, man. You play the game pretty well. I will say. It's never undeserved when you have to get greasy. Like, you're not a greasy guy.
No.
But you know how to play the game. They'll give you that all day long.
Yeah, gauge them first, and if they get in my fucking way, then it's even keel.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch you, too.
Yeah. It's all, like, logistics, common sense, you know, look after each other. Yeah. Be, like, look after each other out there as a working man.
They make us put this fucking orange tag on our truck so that it forces you to walk around the vehicle.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, first day I get one, I watch the safety guy get in, hop in his truck, and start driving. Doesn't take the fucking orange tag off. That's the cunt that gave me the orange tag.
Yeah. I know what's around my vehicle. Yeah.
So, yeah. I watched that shit. I wish I could have took a picture of it. Yeah. I would have.
Yeah, a little full-on video and that shit.
Yeah. Like, look at this asshole. Yeah. Like, I would commentate it.
Yeah. TikTok. Where are you at? That's what you're good for.
I'm
going to
make you famous, motherfucker. Yeah,
Imperial this. Hashtag Imperial gay asshole.
Our dream is that we drop their name in here and they actually fucking hear about it.
Well, I think we need to find some sort of popular hashtag that might actually exist on those camps and oil fields.
Oh, I don't think we actually want it.
I don't know. I kind of do. We could edit it to where it's like borderline. Like, okay, you guys got to stop. Okay.
Well, yeah, how much money? Like, we don't like what you're saying. Well, was any of it not true?
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I bet you, I don't know. There's like,
you don't know me.
What I like to do.
Yeah. So yeah, that was one of the greatest things, getting a picture of that safety dude. Our job was so easy after that.
That's crazy, man. And that's just...
Anytime I had to get something signed, guess who I went to?
Yeah.
I need you to sign off on this new procedure. Yeah. And I'm starting in fucking 10 minutes. Get it done.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're not going to send that picture, all right? I'm like, I'll just hang on to it.
Yeah. So as long as you're cool, man. Like, that's... You just do your job the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, don't be a fucking, like, power-hungry piece of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. The human nature wants... There's something in our brains that probably wants to feed off of that feeling.
Yeah. Well, and they always put in, like, these stupid things, like, before you do this, safety needs 24 hours. No, like, no, you don't. I saw you fucking sitting on your ass for 6 hours yesterday. Just read through it and fucking sign it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was getting shit. In like fucking 2 minutes. Sometimes you wouldn't even read it. You just sign it because what's he going to do, you know?
Also says here that you owe us a Hawaiian party of some sort.
Pizza party?
Yeah, tell us that one real quick.
Well, so I was responsible for getting our core going, so I had to develop safety manual.
It's a certification, yeah.
And company policies are only valid if the president of the company signs off on them. So I'm doing all this work, and I kind of want a little bit of fucking recognition for it. Like, it's a lot of after-hours shit. Yeah, I'm getting paid, but nobody else has to do this shit. So I develop all these policies, and I was like, just read through them, understand them. If you don't like anything, whatever, let me know. There was policies for, like, harassment. There's policies for inspections. There's policies for health, safety, and environmental. Whatever. So I threw in one that was just every Thursday is Hawaiian Thursday, and we have a fire and we order Hawaiian pizzas. But I wrote it really well, and like he just whipped all these signatures through, and then the next day I'm like, so it's Thursday. Yeah, I'm like, well, we gotta light the fire and have the, you're gonna order the Hawaiian pizzas. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, you fucking signed it. You didn't read a single one of these, did you, you asshole? It was pretty fucking funny.
Did he have a good laugh about it?
Yeah, he was just like, I was a little hungover. Like, like, fuck, I put a lot of work in, man. But it was my joy that he signed off on it. An
equal amount of work to that piece of paper.
So, like, literally, I could do it, and if he fired me because I did it, I could sue him because it's a company policy.
Fucking legal document.
Yeah, it is, and it's got his signature on it.
You gotta watch who you give that kind of power to.
Yeah,
you gotta watch that shit.
Especially when I would sacrifice my job for a little bit of humor. And I would. Yeah. I would. I've been close many times.
Oh, man, well, you can make a payday out of it. That's a cheers in my book. Yeah. All right, cheers, buddy. I think we have a hot tub waiting for us downstairs. Oh, yeah.
I'm down for that.
All right, well, we're signing off on Workman's Radio. We'll check you out soon.
I'm going to have to do it again.
Yeah. See you soon. See you soon.
But wait, there's more. Hang on to your seat, baby, because this one's a screamer.
And again, I don't have any bros that I hang out with.
Yeah. Dude, let's try and scare up some pussy, man.
Scare up some pussy. Scare up some pussy.
Oh, I've scared up some pussy already.
Yeah, you guys never scare up any pussy, man.
What do you mean, like, follow them back to their house and shit?
Whatever.
Oh yeah, totally.
Did you or did you not get pussy?
Yeah, scared up any pussy. Oh man.
Thanks for coming over. I'll try and scare up some pussy or something.
Yeah. Try not to say that in your testimony. Yeah, there's the backhand scare up.
That's, I didn't know you were actually using fear.
But sir, I thought you said you were married for the last 20 years. He's like, yeah, you know, you scare up the pussy every once in a while. Scare up the pussy. Almost need him to sit here and tell us some random shit that I, my new favorite thing is, what are the kids saying nowadays? And I mean, I'm not that old, but there has been some things. Are you capping? What's a what's the cap?
Like, it's just lying. Like, no bullshit. No cap.
Oh, okay. Lying. Okay.
Oh, you no capping. Cap, bro. No cap. I swear to God.
Ah, okay. No cap. Wonder what that's really in reference to then. Like the cap. Like, no cap. Today on the Urban Dictionary with.
It means no liar for real, according to dictionary.com. Cap is another word for lie, but doesn't say why. Hmm. If someone's capping, they be lying.
If someone's capping, they be lying.
It's rooted in the African-American vernacular English, just so you're aware.
African-American, okay.
African-American.
You're going to win that next competition, that next vape competition you said you're going to go in.
You see those guys? The
awful you got to think highly of yourself,
some of them,
man.
Some of them die afterwards. Like,
for real?
Well, they're like modding that and putting like that much smoke into your lungs. It's not a good thing.
Oh, like, I thought you meant like somebody in the competition literally died.
No,
some
they get
point.
What's called like popcorn lung. Like, I heard you talk about that. And shit. You can't be modding English. It's like me adding shit to my cigarette, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, man. Let's put some extra formaldehyde in here.
It's really going to fucking go off.
My smoke was green. Did you see that?
You're going to scare up some vape.
Scare up some juice?
Scare up some juice. I got this juice in Germany, man. They don't even have regulations. Or what would be a more likely country that they wouldn't have regulations for such things? Like Thailand?
China, Thailand.
Viet Cong.
But I've never been there or heard much about it. I feel like China, as long as you're not fucking with other people, you're pretty good there.
Yeah, hey.
And if you're not from there. Because if you're from there, you're like, everything is loaded into a database now and tracked. So even your mannerisms, like, they know who you are. They don't need to see your face. Their technology is so high up there.
Ooh.
They can tell who you are from the back by the way you walk, everything.
And
so if you jaywalk, you'd be automatically fined merit points. And then if you get too many, your kin, so your descendants, like your child, might not be able to get into a nice school. Like, it's so brutal.
That is fucking crazy. Yeah. That's when you know there's too many people in the world, for sure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of you. We don't care.
Yeah, but I'm just like, you can tell them apart?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, yeah. That wasn't Jing Wang Jun.
Yeah, Jing Wang Sha. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. What is the average child birth like a family? Like, how many children can a family have in those countries nowadays?
Did they I know it was away? Limited to two for like,
it used to be one and then they brought it to two or something, or and that were, I guess that's a China thing that we were just thinking of, but it's China today on Pocket Computer.
They used to have a one child policy. It was announced in late 2015 and ended in 2016.
Oh, very short-lived.
Beginning in 2016, they were allowed to have two children. In 2021, all married couples were permitted to have as many as three, so there's still limits.
Oh, okay. Well, it's good that there's limits. I mean,
yeah, it got bad, though, they realized, I think, because when they did that, the amount of new coming in and the amount of old dying, there was drastically more old leaving workforces and stuff. So those years that they did it, it's going to come to fruition eventually that they don't have enough workers. They don't have enough everything. So it's dangerous for you can always grow, but going backwards is always a bad state because you're old outweigh and then they're sucking off the tit because they're all retired. They're taking all the money and not as much as coming in. So growing's good. Going backwards is bad. Like when people start moving out of a country or something like that, like mass migration.
Yeah. There's some kid in the hallway.
Jesus fuck.
There's a weird ass fucking noise.
Wow. I was just reading that we can easily feed everybody in the world, but it's just political.
Oh.
That's the only thing that stops us.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
They just want people to die. Basically, or what?
Well, they want to help another country become, I don't know.
They can't help themselves.
It all sounds evil, no matter how you explain it.
Yeah. If they can't help themselves, then it shouldn't exist.
Yeah, and even when you try and help, so like if you try and help one of these countries, like say Africa, well, you're going to have to give the militias and shit there something, or they're just going to kill everybody and take it anyways.
Ah.
It's like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right. You can't, yeah, they literally...
It's like UNICEF spends a lot of their money paying off people like that to get help to who needs it.
Jeez. Like, the actual help doesn't cost as much as what it takes to get the help
to them. It's something like 3 cents on the dollar actually gets to the people that you're... First, their CEOs make millions and millions of dollars a year. That's why, wouldn't donate to them.
Charity kills.
Salvation Army is the only one.
Because it's local or whatever?
Well, their CEO lives above a church and drives like a Honda Accord or something.
Oh, okay. Like,
doesn't take payouts.
That we know of. He's just waiting to bail. It's just some stand-in that he's like some doppelganger.
Well, it could be a new person by now because that fact for me is old, but I just keep repeating it because I was so impressed.
Yeah. Something you'd love to believe is still true. Yeah. That's fucked.
Yeah, 3 cents on the dollar makes it to the person you're donating. You can help an African child for just $1 a month. That's 3 cents a month. That's not helping anything.
It helps.
They go down there and they swat 2 mosquitoes for them.
Yeah, put them in a burger and feed it to them. I've seen that a video of that. I've seen a couple different ones throughout my life where there was like fly season, if you will, where like swarms and swarms of these flies, like heavy swarms, roll through the tribes or whatever, and they catch as many as they can so that they can make burgers and eat it. Yeah, and
that shit's really good for you.
It's probably they were saying that it's like wicked protein or whatever, but like, or just the main protein source for a few months out of the year. Or a couple months, whatever.
I don't even know. Because I hope I'm not part of that transition into that, because that's got to happen. Because you can't just keep on building bigger farms.
Like, yeah.
We're already maxed out as far as I'm concerned. Mm. It takes too much land.
Yeah. Comes down to the diet, I suppose, of what we do. Well,
apparently grasshopper is it's for how much you have to give them to get them to grow up so that you can eat them. It's like... fractional, like a 16th of what it would cost to do a cow for the same amount of protein in the end. The same amount of meat.
Wonder how's that Beyond Meat endeavor coming?
It's still huge.
It's like a lab grown meat.
You can't eat that consistently,
right? It's just not natural because it's not natural.
You're gonna get sick.
Other
good for a replacement, and I've had them before.
Supplemental.
It's like when people are like, turkey bacon, it's just as good. No, it's not. It's fucking not. Yeah.
So is it, how is it? Is it lab made beef or is it like soy beef product?
I think the base of it all is soy or some nut.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering because I think they were just aiming for it to feel as naturally close to natural.
Well, they marketed it as a beef replacement or whatever. Yeah, and that's just not true.
There's no aspect
but
to it.
But it's not to say that like we can't eat it once or twice a week to cut down on how much meat we're all consuming.
Yeah, which I think could be acceptable. I would do that.
Yeah. And then other people are like, no, man, meat's the way to go. But yeah, it is. But it's really, really good for you. I agree. You're right. Fucking meat, carnivore diet all the way. But like if we all did that, it would be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
You gotta think about the kids. The kids.
We can evolve. Evolve a couple generations.
Don't know if I can be a part of the insect revolution. I think I gotta walk away from that one.
Oh, we're good. We're old enough. We don't have to.
I don't know. They said it's coming sooner than you think.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was watching some TED Talks, and they're like, we're just not able to do this. Eventually, the tech companies are going to outbid the farms for the corn-fed pigs and beef and everything, right?
Like, okay.
You can't compete with Microsoft, like Farmer Joe.
Yeah.
I don't even care if you're like that odd, rich, rich farmer. Yeah. You're not competing with Microsoft. They're going to buy it so they can get the corn syrups to make their computer chips.
Oh.
Wow. It's a huge bidding war.
Gross.
But corn, like, I think it's in like 97% of the products that are consumed in the planet. Like, it's ridiculous.
So we'll take our technology and run with that, but we'll eat bugs to have it.
I don't know. I'll give it up. Not my computer.
Put me in a fucking...
If somebody came to my house and is like, eat this fucking mosquito burger, or I'm fucking taking your computer. I'm eating that burger. Like, by gunpoint?
Yeah.
But you better have a fucking gun.
It's because your computer is part of your livelihood at this point.
Like, work and play. Like, mm-hmm. it's everything.
Mm-hmm. And we are, and we're hands-on people.
Yeah. Well, I'll go hands-on if he doesn't have a gun.
Yeah. Even if he does, it'd be like, wow.
What would be the worst thing, like, if you were to get robbed at gunpoint, what would be the worst thing? And not like your, let's not go dark with it, not your wife, but like, what would be the worst thing that could be stolen from you at gunpoint?
Okay, we're just talking material items
or
whatever.
Yeah.
The worst thing that could be stolen from me. Material items. What do I cherish? I know what the question entails. I like to think that I'm not attached to my things as hard as
what about
as
your glasses?
Well, I need my glasses. I need my glasses.
Like, give me your glasses. Yeah. Come on, man. I got to get home and shit.
Yeah. That's right. That's an indirect thing. I didn't really think of that right off the bat because take it for granted that I have these glasses on my face. That's very, very true.
You don't even know my prescriptions. Yeah. I don't care, asshole. Yeah. Give me the glasses.
The computer doesn't mean shit if I can't see it.
But I got to drive home. I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah, the vehicle, like, I'd be like, man, other than that, like, because I can still see.
I don't even know, because if my truck gets, like, I would just tell him, be like, okay, I won't even put up a fight, but destroy the fucking thing.
Can
you promise me?
I don't want to see you driving it around town later.
Coast off the cliff, because then I get a model year one newer. Now, if he steals it, shitbags it, pukes in it, and then I get it back.
Yeah.
Like, that is going to kill me.
They run a soup kitchen inside it.
Yeah. There's some heroin needles in the back seat. Be careful.
Yeah. Like, what? You didn't take them out before you're giving it back? No. That ain't our job.
Yeah, it's your truck, asshole.
You're lucky we got it back.
Yeah, I think the truck would kill me if I got it back. If they destroyed it, I get a model year newer with the same kilometers.
So I guess the question might have to be tweaked into, like, that those sorts of things don't come into play, like insurances and shit like that don't come into play. You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah. So if you, yeah, okay. Yeah, not my truck then.
Yeah, the truck is probably the, yeah.
If we're putting that kind of stuff,
because it's the only other aspect of freedom we have, I suppose.
Yeah, and I guess, like, it still would get dark, but my dog, you could put a gun to me, I'm still going to fight you. Like, you're not, I'm not letting that go. I would never, I feel like that would stick with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah, if you let somebody shoot your dog, you mean?
Or, like, take it.
Or just hold a gun.
Like, I don't think I could do it. You'd have to shoot me. And then we're going to see who's really committed.
Yeah.
Like, how much do you want that dog? You don't know.
You could
know?
Pull a Taken on them. And you get the dog back.
Yeah, no fight for me. I hate little fucker. And then I secretly... Yeah,
wink, wink.
Yeah, mister.
Yeah, he's all like... Wink back.
Yeah, I haven't seen Missy because she's hiding under her blanket.
He'll just like licks his balls. He's like, he knows.
Yeah, that's his tell.
Yeah.
He's so, like,
oh. One big long lick. Okay.
And then I follow him. But I don't right away let him know I'm after him either. I start picking off his family members like one by one. Yeah.
He's just looking at the dog. The dog's like... heavier and heavier
it's
ball licks
at people and shit.
Yeah,
you're next. Drags its paw across its neck. Kill that fucker.
You're next. This is gonna be rough.
Yeah. He said the code word.
go.
Yeah, I would take that. Oh man,
you can take in them.
I think if I get the upper hand, that guy's not dying right away. I'm going to stomp some hands and feet and ankles and knees, work my way, you know, slowly.
Yeah.
You're going to regret the day.
This is a great dream.
You'll rue the day.
You stole my dog.
Charleston Chew.
Yeah, I think that'd be it. Right now, if my fucking sunglasses got to, like, I just spent money on sunglasses. First time someone stole them. Gunpoint, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very mad, but I think I'd let him go.